Hi, everyone, and welcome back to First Generation Professionals, the podcast where we highlight the stories, struggles, and successes of those breaking barriers as the first in their families to enter the professional world. I'm your host for this episode, Melissa Rodriguez. Today, we're joined by Marshall Ben Manuel, a driven software engineer with a passion for machine learning and a strong commitment to both innovation and collaboration. Marshall brings a unique blend of technical expertise and people skills to everything he does. And in this episode, he shares his journey into tech, his thoughts on navigating challenges as a first-gen professional, and his advice for staying motivated and organized in a fast-paced industry. Whether you're interested in software development, machine learning, or simply looking for inspiration to fuel your own first-gen journey, this conversation is for you. Let's dive in.
Please provide a brief overview of your educational background and professional experience.
So I started it in 2017 and I finished it in 2021. During the final semester, I got an internship. So I started working from my final semester. So we need to finish two exams. One is English, IELTS, and another one, GRE. I got offer from CI. So in 2022, I started master's in computer science. It's at CI. Master's, it's usually 2 years. Some students finish it in a year and a half or less than that. But I took my time. So I finished in 2 years. And after 2 years, I got a job here and in Delaware. So currently I'm working as a programmer analyst at the Delaware Correction Facility.
Did your background as a first-generation student influence any of these choices? And did any specific factors play in the role of choosing computer science?
My mom, she works at a call center, but most of the work is through computers. So when I started, I had just a basic idea. She works in computers, so one of the studies is studying in computer. Then slowly, you get to know. And after my first job, it taught a lot. And it gave me a direction which path I should take.
Why did you choose CI for computer science?
So CI, I saw that they had good courses. CI was for master's. CI is known for biotech and computer science. So we had professors who have a good experience. They have a variety of experience.
And regarding joining the workforce, how was your experience understanding organizational culture and immersing yourself in this new journey?
So when I started after my bachelor's, it was kind of hard because the company I joined, everybody was like experienced people. It's a small company and I was the only one out like fresh out of college. So it took some time to get used to things and get to network with people. And after CI, in CI, we the master's program, there are certain courses where you have to go do like presentations and everything. So by the time you finish, you get good communication and you learn a lot. So for master's, it was pretty easy to join the workforce.
So do you feel that you were equipped with the appropriate resources to succeed in life after university?
Yes. Not only like technical skills for programming, but also to network with people. CI had a lot of events. Even the computer science department has a lot of events.
Were there any professors or mentors during your time who significantly impacted your intellectual development?
One was Brian Toms. Like for every class, he taught us. He gives examples from his own experience, and he also let other experienced students tell their experience on the topic that he was teaching. The class was not only about the topic; it was more a conversational. It was very good. Second one was Abasi Bahali Abasi. She was my project mentor also. The way she guided my project, my capstone project, was very good. She gave us necessary resources.
Did you participate in any extracurricular activities that related to computer science during your academic journey?
The CI, every year, they have this plotathon. These helped us to gain not just the narrow focused skills, but so we were able to know a lot of stuff.
What kind of challenges did you find building networks and connections during a computer science field as a first gen student?
So in my bachelor's, but there was not much like events as in CI. So it was like everyday classes and every month exams, and that's it. So it was challenging to know people, and it was challenging to even like if you get stuck with some code, it's hard to find people to get out of it. So, but through CI, I think they have a lot of events for us, and even in my last year, last semester they had a startup event. It was very good to meet a lot of people. This event help us to like network, get to know how other people think.
How did you overcome challenges as a first generation student, and what strategies or support systems did you use to succeed?
At first, it was hard to get started. But there's AI and a lot of stuff. So initially, it was the first job gave me some knowledge through which I was able to focus on my master's.
How has your education influenced your worldview, critical thinking skills, and personal growth?
Like in classes, we form teams and we perform activities. It helps us like work with people.
Were there any specific moments or experiences where you felt the impact of being a first-gen computer science student?
We take time to figure out things, but for other students, it's they have resources. We have to figure out ourselves, like who can we network with. As of computer science, I think this was the major thing that I faced.
How did your family and community react to your decisions to pursue a computer science major?
Initially, everyone was really curious because it was different. Oh, but now my brothers, my cousin brothers, and whoever is finishing school, they are following the same path. So initially, they were curious whether it didn't work. They thought if I had followed their same path, they would have known people to guide me in the path.
How do you feel like you navigated those differences that you felt with your family members?
So most of the time it was my mom. Like every year or every time we have an exam, or every time I was struggling with something, she says do you want to continue, or if you want to change, you can change it even now. Every time I just told her we'll just try this time. And it was just mostly trial and error almost every time.
How did financial considerations impact your decision to pursue college as a first-gen student?
That's the major thing that almost decides every time. Mm. In India, we had enough. Our banks, they approved loans for education quickly and easily. It had lower cost, but even it had very good teachers and good educators. They had good courses to offer to.
Have you had the opportunity to mentor or support other first-generation students?
In our classes in CI, like the new students who come from India or other countries, some of them are first-generation students or at least first-generation in the field. Sometimes they get stuck, like the same, which path to take. Computer science, every time, every minute it changes, and something new comes up. I was able to help a few of them in their path.
What does being a first generation professional mean to you?
It's something different from your whole family or your circle, but also when you figure out the path, you will be able to lead your family members, your younger generation, your family.
What advice would you give to other students or future professionals who may share this experience as you?
Changes every time. So I would say, I mean, something new comes out every day. So I would say just stay up to date, just keep learning or exploring new stuff that's coming up.
And the last question is, if you could give your younger self a piece of advice, what would it be?
Just keep trying things. A few things work, 10 things, one might work. Just keep trying.
Thank you so much. That was the last question. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of First Generation Professionals. A huge thank you to Marshall Ben-Manuel for sharing his story insight, and his powerful reminder that with focus, passion, and a willingness to grow, we can truly do anything we set our minds to. Remember, being first gen isn't a limitation, it's a strength. You're opening doors, breaking cycles, and building something bigger than yourself. Keep showing up. Keep trying, just like Marshall said. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider subscribing to our podcast, leaving a review, and sharing it with your friends. Because together, we can build a strong, supportive community of first-gen professionals who uplift and inspire each other. This is Melissa signing off and thanking you for tuning in. We'll catch you in the next episode, and until then, take Marshall's advice and keep trying.